Yes, well, that's the usual play, let's say. The mechanic, just for an example. When you have unconscious reactions, means, you can always can confirm that by just trying with your free will to change it, to change what you're feeling. So if you're feeling anger or pain or something like this, and with your free will, you cannot just choose to change it instantly. It means there's a subconscious program running with a great force behind of that. And this great force is always, again, your free will, but with much more power. Because at that time, when you created that program, you used much more willpower to create it, like you have today. And this is like throwing a stone in plain water, and then you have great waves. And the first waves are always the biggest ones, and the more far away it is from the first instant of the stone throwing in that water, the far away it is, the lesser degree you have in that wave. Means also the same, the far away your first experience with that pain, emotional pain, physical pain, doesn't matter, the far away in time and space this is from your from here and now, the lesser degree a wave you experience here. So when you have sadness that you cannot choose to let go, simply, it means there must be bigger waves behind that, and leading to the core, you see. So when you have a small wave and you deal with this, you will find out what is behind of that, and there's a bigger wave always. Means some memory in this life or in past life with where there was more pain, like more anger, more sadness, etc. And even when you solve this one, you go deeper. And so when you go step by step, there's a different ways you can deal with this, but when you deal with this step by step, means usually you go deeper and deeper and deeper, and the waves are getting bigger and bigger. But after the biggest wave, then you find the stone, like a knife in your soul, let's say. And this stone that you have thrown with your free will in your being has these layers of waves. So this is very natural when you deal with this, that not you deal with one wave and then it's over, but then you find the next deeper pain. Because at the end, it's all about how much peace you have, how much love do you have, only for a small wave. And when you have that peace for one small wave, then you are, let's say you have experienced the power of peace in comparison with that smaller wave. And then the smaller wave doesn't care anymore. So you don't care about the smaller waves because it's just gone. But then the next bigger one shows up to prove, okay, now let's see if you are able to have deeper peace with a more tidal wave this time, a bigger one this time. And then when you prove, okay, I have deepened my peace compared to the bigger wave, this also will vanish, and then the next one will show up, and so on. Sometimes it's only one wave, but usually you have 2, 3, 4, 5 waves. Even more, depends. And even more, if you have from the very start, you have, let's say, very deep peace, then it can happen that you deal with several waves at one time. You don't have to go with one wave, the deeper one, next bigger one, etc. You can deal with this all together, or with some parts even all together. So you don't have to have one by one. The deeper your peace is, the more waves you cover with one meditation. But you have to stand all the waves together, not only the first wave, but all the first, the second, the third one, who getting bigger all the time. You feel them at once. So it, of course, the pain is much, much more, and only have, and you only deal with a small wave, of course. So, but this depends on how much you can surrender to the peace, how much you can understand how peace works, and let the peace do the work for you. And don't care about the depths of the pain anymore that much. So at the beginning, usually we meditate to do something, like to get rid of that wave. And so always then, this meditation is some kind of struggling. But then you'll find out after some time, It's not about that. It's not about dealing with waste. It's about deepening your peace. And when you deal with that, it's easy. But of course, the deeper your peace is, the more waste show up because they want to be cleaned. It's their job. And the more you're getting to the core about the first wave and about the first step, what happened at the very beginning of all these waves. And in the first step, this is where you have to go, the core, the heart of the problem. And when you bring peace to the heart of the problem, not only one or two or three waves, so you bring peace to the very, very core, then, of course, this is gone completely. So you train, you train yourself wave by wave, deeper and deeper and deeper, until you get to the very core, to sadness itself, not to some expression of sadness or some expression of jealousy or some expression of something, but to the very core of the thing itself. So in all parts of your life. So let's see, when you're feeling jealous, for example, you have jealousy here, you have jealousy there, more deep here, less deep there in your life, but and this maybe is 10 years ago, this is happened last day, so you have different times and space and people and situations where you have this or that jealousy. These are only some branches of the core. And when you go to the core of jealousy itself and you deal with that with peace, jealousy will leave completely all other areas in your life. So if you deal only with some jealousy here or there, you train yourself, and this is helpful in some way, but I recommend to go to the core because jealousy itself is the problem. And maybe some part of you is thinking that jealousy maybe is helpful a little bit, and maybe is a good thing and you want to keep it because it's a human thing, it's natural, you should have it because you don't know what to do when you don't have it. Most people keep their negative emotions, let's say, or generally their emotions, because they don't know what to do when they don't have the emotions anymore. Because the emotions usually direct our thinking, our deeds. And when the emotions are gone, they just are lost. They don't know what to do, how to deal with that problem when I'm in love all the time. Yes, you will know when you're there. You don't have to know now. It's not possible to know what you will do in love when there is still jealousy. It's not possible. So if when you go to a new room and the door is closed, you will not know what you will do in that room exactly until you have opened the door, of course. So you have to deal with the door first. And these are nothing else than doors, let's say, like this.